Welcome to Exam, KBIA's weekly show focusing on education in Mid-Missouri. I'm Sarah Kellogg. Missouri Representative Kip Kendrick introduced a bill last month that addresses student loans. I sat down with Representative Kendrick to talk to him about the proposed bill and how it would affect students.
The Missouri Student Debt Relief Act is about offering a student loan refinancing program at the state level. Currently, there are zero options to refinance student loans in the state of Missouri, so it's about providing graduates and individuals working an option to be able to refinance into lower rates, but then also to really make sure that the repayment issue is addressed. Students attending college will have loans from the federal government. Some of them will have Parent Plus loans where their parents have helped pay for school, and then also private loans as well. So the state refinancing option will allow the state of Missouri to consolidate all of those loans into one and then refinance at a lower interest rate.
So this bill would help reduce that student loan rate then?
Yes, the bill will reduce interest rates, but more importantly, it will ease the repayment burden that we see currently. I don't believe student debt is at debt crisis levels yet. It could get there someday, but I think what we're witnessing right now is more of a repayment crisis, that students are required to repay the bulk of their loans when their earnings is the least, job stability is the least stable.
Who is eligible to take out these loans, to make these payment plans?
In order to refinance under my plan, you'll have to be a Missouri resident, you will have to have graduated with an associate's degree or higher, and you will have had to make your first payment on the original loan. Recent U.S. Treasury data shows that 90% of people defaulting on their student loans never graduated and typically hold 15 hours or less of college credit. But then also a smaller subset in a study in Iowa showed that 60% of those defaulting never even made their first payment. So by requiring that they make their first payment and by requiring an associate's degree, you really take down the loan risk for the state, but you can also provide better interest rates at that point for the student.
How will this bill benefit students?
A report issued this last year by the White House showed that 500,000 Missourians will benefit from an option to refinance loans and get into lower interest rates. And over 100,000 graduates here in the state of Missouri would benefit from being in an income-based repayment plan. So there's clearly a need for us to do something to address student loan burden here in the state of Missouri. Elected officials have ignored the issue of student debt for far too long. And talking with students and recent graduates and young professionals, I kept hearing the issue of student debt coming up over and over again. We have to be aware that we are diminishing the purchasing power of an entire generation, and that's going to really weigh down the economy in the future if we don't address student debt today.
What is the next step then for this bill?
Well, the next step will be to get it referred to committee and get a hearing. And, you know, I hope that this bill can move forward this year. Like I said, we can no longer afford to ignore the issue of student debt. We have to do something to address it soon.
Are you confident that this bill will make it to committee and will eventually get to the floor for debate?
I am. I'm optimistic that it's going to get a hearing, and I'm optimistic and we can get it out of committee. It's not a partisan bill. It's not a partisan issue. I make clear of that. I make certain that this bill addresses the real issue, and that's the student debt.
That's all for this week's exam. Thanks for listening.